Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson.
Hey.
This week, we explore Grindr.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen Stack comes in. Chris from Brooklyn comes in.
You're going to get explored by Grindr.
And we debate a Pantera story, and then we take erotic photos.
Yeah. Ralph tried to steal his buddy's girlfriend. Elevator pitch. Ralph tried to steal his buddy's girlfriend. Went to a concert like a weirdo loser.
But if you only knew how wrong that
left
is.
Left right away.
There was a girl once, Jay.
Didn't want to stand with his friends. And didn't invite Dave Temple because he's black.
By the way, Dave just told me he wasn't even here, okay?
He would have gone.
But he wasn't here.
He didn't just say that.
He just did.
You didn't even see
him. I'll bring him in.
You didn't talk to him.
Shannon.
Not summon a black man.
Put us on out there. Dave Temple, can you come in here for 1 second, please?
Oh,
it's very important.
God. I'm so tired.
This is your fault.
This isn't your fault. I believe you, Ralph. You have to know that I believe you. I don't care.
Well,
I'm just being funny. I know. And now it's all thing.
Dave, just really quickly.
What's that?
On this mic.
You weren't in town for Pantera.
Were you in town for Pantera or were you not in town for Pantera?
I wasn't in town. I was in LA.
That's all. I just want to prove
that you didn't offer to him anyway?
I didn't offer to him anyway. But
you didn't know. Did you look up his schedule and see, I guess Dave's out of town?
That's all, Dave.
Bitch.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Here it is right now, the Grindr episode of the SEO show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me the tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far. You need to know. The SEO show. Let's go.
All righty. It is the SEO show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Directly across from me.
Hang on, I'm only getting you no ears.
No, it can't be true. They just spent a fucking fortune fixing everything.
What? Do you want to come over in here? Do you want to hear it?
I'm going to lose my mind.
Hang on, but if I tap it.
They literally were here 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Who's they?
The AV guys.
Some guys you got on Fiverr?
Yeah,
I found them on Fiverr. I can't believe that's broken already. That's going to drive me crazy. Anyway,
Isn't that broken already, Ralph? It was never fixed.
Yeah, this is also. Hold on, I'm going to fix this here.
Yeah.
So, can I charge my phone in here again?
That you should be able to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
That hasn't worked in years.
God damn it. I hate everybody.
You can't charge your phone on this thing.
I don't have a cable to test.
It's got USB anymore. They don't have micro USB in here.
You can't even charge a Juul on that phone.
Yeah, god damn it. All right.
Everyone's got their own individual HDMI cord, though.
Yeah, that's
man, thank God. Thank God. It used to work all beautifully. If I don't, you know what? Here's the thing.
But that one girl pissed all over that table.
Yeah, that short-circuited everything. Once the girl pissed on it with the ping pong ball.
It was the beginning of the end.
She was the fifth element.
I am Ralph Sutton. That's Big J. Oakerson. To the right here, back for the, 20th or so time. Is that fair enough?
We should stop counting that. That's weird.
It's Chris from Brooklyn.
It's good to have you here in your 32nd
38th time. Chris, thank you for coming in. I believe now, but I think this is the third time. Last time she was on, she helped us prove that farts could smell beautiful.
Oh, right. I knew you looked familiar.
That was a very good moment for us, that farts smell beautiful. Thanks to that pill, it is Ellen Stagg. Thank you so much for coming back in.
Thank you.
That was a good moment that actually worked. We talked about it not that long ago.
Mm-hmm. And the control experiment was a stinky fart.
Yeah, it was stinky at first. Then we took the pills. Well, was it Lucy Sunflower?
Yes.
Lucy Sunflower.
And then like about 30 minutes later, lo and behold, good smelling farts.
Yeah, Lucy cracked a rat.
Flowers. And I wore a diaper. Flower.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I can't hear me in here, which is weird.
That's actually good, though. That's what they tried to do. When they fixed it, that's what they did.
Yeah.
I just hear me in my own head.
You don't hear you in your... Well, that's got to be on Shannon.
No, don't say that.
We all hear you.
No.
Shannon, that's got to be on you.
No, we hear... How could that possibly be on her?
Because it means that her...
Tell me how the technology works.
I'm telling you,
I think if you slap the microphone thing a little bit... No, the volume thing. I feel like you'll catch something, maybe.
Hello. Nope.
No, God.
I mean, I can hear. It's just a weird.
Hey, Oh, no, tell your friends about this juke joint.
It means that in pot five, she's not being fed mic five. That's all that means.
This place is a fucking hot dog stand by next week.
Ah, so annoying.
Yo, if I have my say, yeah, let me buy it from you and Lewis for 20 grand right now. I'll make this place a hot dog stand.
With no street side frontage.
20 grand right now. You take all this shitty equipment out of here.
Dude, a hot dog speakeasy?
Hot dog speakeasy, dude.
Oh, there is one. It's called Please Don't Tell. It's
uh-huh.
three
blocks. Yeah. Well, now
that's a speakeasy in a hot dog place.
No, but they have hot dogs in there.
Is that one run by
Mr. Big Jokerson?
Middle famous Big Jokerson?
But yeah, they add Please Don't Tell. They have five hot dogs you can only get on that side.
Oh.
Yeah. How about that?
See, because it's behind Criff Dogs. You have to go through a phone booth to get there.
Is that where you find brand new junkie girls and bring them home and clean them up?
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
I toss a black guy one gold coin and he gives me a gun.
Ralph, is that where you Pygmalion all of your young ladies?
First of all, let's just show this, Shannon. Look how cool. Ellen has a fucking action figure. Look at that.
That's awesome.
Of me on the toilet.
Her on the toilet, because she used to do the Hey Poopy podcast, hence why she came for the farts. But the podcast is no more.
It is, sadly, after 5 years.
You're out of poops?
I am never out of poops.
Aww.
What was the purpose of just, you lost your love of the game of poops?
I never lost my love. My co-host is too busy.
Oh, yeah, Dave's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
Yeah.
He's just also a very busy guy. So I'm not objecting to doing it again some other fashion.
Another poop podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's not holding it.
And we'll get into why you're here in a minute, but you are also here to promote your new book, Free to Be Naked, which is an erotic photography book.
Oh, I thought it was you on the cover.
And when we both did Bill Schultz's podcast together, I would say about six of the girls in this book I had already hit on, which I'm pretty proud of.
Speaking of.
That's why I said it and wrote it. So let's start with there's a side story. We'll get into this in a minute. But
this is so lame.
First, we'll say we all went to go see Pantera. Right? Independently.
No, not independently.
Independently.
No, not independently. I went with a group that you were more than welcome to join.
Was I ever invited?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
I told you to come hang out in the pit. You said you're going to be backstage or up front. I go, you have all access.
I didn't have all access.
Well, I said you can come to the pit.
I couldn't get to the pit.
Because of his back.
No, I couldn't get there. I was not allowed to get in there. I tried. I had a guest pass. But the guest pass would not allow me.
You can get in that pit with a guest pass.
I was not allowed in the pit.
100%. You didn't even try.
I did try. I was two blocks. I even said to you, I can see you.
Yeah.
But I could not get to you.
Lewis's sister was touching Phil Anselmo's dick.
Yeah. But first, let's just start with Pantera. I had never, other than when we were on the Motorhead cruise together, and there was like a pseudo reunion of Pantera. They did like four or five songs, which was
coolest moments I've ever
fucking
seen.
Fucking great as shit. But I never actually
two in the morning.
I never saw Pantera. The original four guys, even though this is not. Did you see the original four, Pantera?
Yeah, last tour. Craig Gass took me, not Irving Plaza, Roseland, for Reinventing the Steel.
Great.
And he had the long hair then. That's when he was doing the long hair and the sleeveless like gas station shirt. And he looked awesome with long hair. He had a bit long hair and a crazy long beard. But he was, I couldn't tell, because I don't know that kind of dumb shit, because I'm an idiot. But like he was peak heroin at that time. And then they broke up very quickly after, and that's why I said it hit me in any way, because I didn't meet Phil Anselmo that night. We bullshitted with Dimebag.
Mm-hmm.
And so for it was that album, and then it was over. So I think 6 months later, he was killed.
Oof. I never met Dime, but I met Vinny a couple of times. Met Phil once.
I toured with Vinny Paul on he was on the one of the Mayhem Fests I did with
Damage
Hell Prime. Yeah, oh, Hell Yeah. I think.
So this is just a weird side story, then we'll get into why you want to make fun of me. But when I did my old radio show, we were going to have them on. I don't remember. I'm going to fuck up the details a little bit, but we had them.
No one knew how to get a hold of them.
Yeah, exactly. We had them on.
We were going to have them on, but we never offered it, and they never said yes.
I'm sure I'm fucking up some of the details.
Turns out Pantera wasn't in the phone book.
But it was when they were doing Damage Plan, or when they were doing Rebel Meets Rebel, the country one, with David Coe, right?
Yeah.
They did a record with a country guy. I think it's called Rebel Meets Rebel.
Were they gay? Because you keep doing this with your hands.
I don't remember. I think it might have been whatever.
Rebel Meets Rebel.
Yeah.
Rebel Meets Rebel.
We're at. But
Rebel Meets Rebel in a men's room in an airport.
On the radio show, we did a discussion. We were talking about how great the tour was going and how much fun they were having. And the way it used to work is the show was live in Jersey. And then a week later, the CD would go to the other. We were on 90 stations. So the others would go out a week later to all the other stations. That interview airs on that Saturday, and he was murdered a day or two later, and I was away.
Coincidence?
Exactly.
Oh, where were you away, Ralph? Where's your alibi? Were you in Ohio at a nightclub?
And now we can't, that it can't air. So I had to have Pat, I don't even remember one of my old interns.
Why
Pat,
can't it air?
Because they're talking about how much fun they're having, and they wasn't alive. So the illusion.
I still think it's kind of like a nice tribute. I don't know why that would be bad.
Because it was, no one knew it was delayed.
Wait, so you have the last.
So you thought they were worried that you resurrected him somehow?
No, you know, he wasn't on it. Okay. He wasn't on it. Not, okay. Dime wasn't on the interview.
Okay.
It was either the other guys in the band were talking. I don't remember.
Just without him, that's hilarious. He goes, we are having such a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, where's Dime? He goes, who knows, dude?
Know. Yeah.
Fucking playing guitar with Jimi Hendrix, probably.
So Pat had to break into my apartment. I got him in through my super because my brother and I were away. And he had to make copies of an old show and send it out to the other 90 affiliates. Or else it just would have not been good. And it just would not have gone well.
But sure. Now your life's come full circle. You get to go watch two of the original members with a friend of yours, Zach Wilde.
Yeah.
And Charlie from Anthrax. Charlie from Anthrax. Benanti.
Benanti, who's also done the show too.
Yeah. Not with me.
Not with you.
But there, that's Pantera now.
And by the way, it was an unbelievable show. The weird thing is that it was
You had so much more fun with us. Dude, Lewis... Fast, I told this all in Skanks, but I mean, played Peacemaker in a crazy fight that was going down. Such Peacemaker that he did weird at one point. He took one of their hands and walked them over to the other one to make them shake hands. It was crazy.
That's wild.
It was wild. Awesome show. Awesome song. Right. Awesome set list. I had such a good time. The night before,
let me start from my perspective, then you can put in your perspective. The day before the concert, I get a text from Barbara Ann, who is Zach's wife, if I wanted to come to the show. And I said that, you know, I'm sure you're getting a fucking 10,000 requests right now, so I don't need tickets. She goes, no, take tickets. And I'll show you the fucking thing. I felt bad going. But she had tickets. So then...
You don't feel bad going. I'm not saying you didn't say... Ralph, I believe you said that. It's not because you felt bad going on free tickets. It's because you don't like to be awake past 9:30
at night.
That's
true, too.
That's all it was.
No, it's part of it. But
absolutely, 100%. If she would have said, hey, you want tickets to the 2 p.m. matinee show, you're can I bring three people?
So it's very last minute that I get these tickets. And the first person I text was you. And you said you're going already with Lewis and Josh. I'm like, well, there's two other people I would have offered tickets to. Mm-hmm. And so that goes then. Then I called Scotty. I called Patsy. I called one other friend of mine. All going already, right?
So many people.
Let me finish. And then two people from here I thought might go.
Shannon.
Couldn't go. Shannon would never go.
Of course she would.
Shannon, would you go?
Of course she would.
I don't think that I would.
Fuck off.
She definitely would not go.
Oh, hey, Shannon. Comedy killer. That would have been funny. Of course I would have gone.
So we do the show Wednesday night, and we have this girl, a very nice girl. But we did not all, I don't think there was a connection between us whatsoever. Jay says, oh, Ralph, on air, Ralph's got an extra pair of tickets if you want to go, an extra ticket, because he invited me, and I didn't go, I'm not going.
And then immediately said I was kidding.
Fine. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
After the show that night, you drove her home.
Yes. Can I tell you what happens there?
Not yet.
Okay.
I get home.
I'm worried it might spoil a punchline if I tell you my part now, because whatever you're going to say, I think it's be good.
Go ahead.
It's going to make you start laughing.
Okay.
We're driving back. She tells me everything about her
her
boyfriend.
Yeah.
How serious it is and everything like that. And like, great. Well, I know him also.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm like,
I know him too. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you know him too.
Yeah, damn, Ralph, you were trying to bang this dude.
Jesus, it's so annoying.
No. We said that we were kidding about the tickets already, but then when we're pulling up the thing, she goes, so what's the show tomorrow again? I'm like, Pantera, Lamb of God at the Garden. She goes, that would be fun to go to. And almost kind of like, and I just went, she goes, that would be fun to go to. She goes, is that true? Does he actually like have another ticket or not? I go, no. That's what I was saying. He doesn't have an extra ticket. Because I don't want to put you in a position to... have to take the stranger who might just go for the sake of going. And then she goes, okay. And she goes, I'd like to go to that. I was like, it's not sold out. Like, you can get tickets to it for sure. And then she went to her hotel. I dropped her off. My perspective now, Let me just tell you, because it'd be funny for you to lead up to the thing. I'm in the pit with everybody, and Ralph goes, you know, hey, I see you. Oh, by the way, and just sends me a picture
of her holding
ticket. Of her holding the ticket outside of MSG. Yeah.
As a joke, first of all.
What's the joke?
Well, just like fun. I thought not a joke. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
So I get a text that night, Wednesday night, maybe like 10 minutes before I was going to bed. And she goes, do you actually have tickets that really would like to go? Right?
Now, mind you, Jay has already told her that there are tickets to purchase.
Okay? I don't know this, but I'm saying, so she texts me. And
no, but you know that I said you don't have those tickets.
I didn't know that. No, you on air. I just remember you saying you had a ticket.
What maybe I'm saying is I don't know who this is, but she sounds like a real piece of shit.
No, she's very nice. She's a nice girl. I'm not going to say shit about her. She's a nice girl.
Well, I don't know who it is. Well, so
let's hear where the rest of the night goes
so
for you.
So literally, all that happened was everyone I wanted to potentially go with wasn't going.
Didn't ask me at all.
I never thought in a million years you'd be a fucking Pantera fan.
No, not really.
Okay, there we go.
But he'd go.
Yeah.
And you'd have a good time. No.
I know the hits.
There's so many people who would go and have had a really good time.
That's probably true.
You had motive in this.
No. So I also, like, I wanted
you probably just wanted to spend time with her.
I really, you know,
if you texted me and you said, I have an extra ticket, it's not the same section, but Josh, Lewis and Jay are also going to this concert, I'd be like, 100%. We'll just hang out with them after or before.
By the way, I know. So I got, on a side note, I got sick at the concert.
Dude, the conversations must have made your nose bleed.
I met her in front of MSG. We got tickets and passes, went in, sat down, watched. I timed it perfectly to see the beginning of, not the beginning, the last two or three songs of Lamb of God. Never been a huge fan. I like Redneck and maybe two other songs. Saw them. Shows ends. Go get a beer. Come back. Watch Pantera, and I left. I went home. That was it. I had no thought of trying to get in her pants. She even texted me, was everything okay? I'm like, yeah, I just wanted to go see the show.
And then she was like, but you didn't try to fuck me at all.
She said, can we go backstage with the passes? I said, you definitely can, but I'm not. I'm going to go home.
And that's irresponsible, Ralphie.
What?
That's irresponsible.
What, letting her go backstage?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's irresponsible. When it's on your hookup, it's irresponsible.
I don't think so. I don't think they would care.
I'm not saying she's going to do anything or fuck anything up at all. It's an irresponsible move.
She didn't, though. She left. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
And you're friends with
I feel like you're just saying she left.
No, I know she left.
Of that whole thing.
100%.
And you're friends with the boyfriend.
Because she left with me.
She's friends with the boyfriend.
But
not anymore.
One thing that happened that was weird, because I
posted with you and you were like, what? Hopping an Uber, bye.
Yeah, I literally just left. I left immediately. I wasn't feeling great anyway, but I really just wanted to see Pantera.
Bam, bam,
thank
you,
never saw
Ralph.
Them before. But I posted the picture of my ticket and passes, my ticket and passes when I got it, like this, like walking in. And while I was sitting, the manager of Pantera came up to me and goes, Ralph? I said, yeah. He said, look, you don't have to take it down, but if you could take down the picture, because people will copy that pass.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, God, yeah, of course. So I deleted it. But it's funny because she saw the ticket and realized it was me and came over to me. And I felt horrible. She goes, no, you're not. Don't worry about it, but just take it down. And I never thought people do that now, which is
and
crazy.
And he just sent some fucking lunatic porn star backstage by herself. All right, well, hey, it's my parting gift, everyone. Here's someone nobody knows to wander around backstage confidently.
But I literally went thinking, at least the ticket's not going to waste. I was going to go alone.
Ralph, you should have went alone, or you should have brought one of... I could just start naming...
Name two other people.
Frank.
I don't think Frank would have liked it at all.
He likes to be invited
That's
to
insane.
Things.
Gay Blind Mike, for sure. Tom will go to anything.
Honestly, I would have...
Is your booze there?
I would have rather run with her than Tom.
No, you wouldn't,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Tom gets fucking drunk and ridiculous.
Tom does get drunk.
He gets too ridiculous.
Well, Tom would have told Tom would have you come into the pit because you definitely could have.
No, I couldn't have. I tried. I probably could have made a stink and tried to get in there, but I just said, hey, can I get in there with this? And he said no. That was the end of it.
I'll tell you this. Mike Harrington would have just been like, no, we can go down there, and they would have just immediately listened to him.
And Mike Harrington, by the way, another person you could have brought.
Yeah.
Alex Scarlato would have went and thumped.
Maybe. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wanted Brian to come because I thought he would fucking love it. He couldn't come.
Okay, that's fine. But there's just...
I also just... Maybe
the list goes on.
Maybe I am myopic in thinking that I wanted someone who's a fan of Pantera.
Dave Temple would have gone, but you don't want to hang with black
people.
No,
that's been very well established. I will not do that.
I mean, there's just... the list goes on and on. Ian Fidance.
Oh, yeah.
Zach. In a heartbeat, Zach.
I don't think, but also last minute on a Thursday night, I don't know.
Oh.
Thursday night, I was
Thursday.
Here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we're doing a show here.
What time was the concert?
We got there at 8:30.
Oh, damn, dude.
He couldn't have gone now. See, so
Robert would have figured it out.
Robert Kelly.
Robert Kelly would have came with me. I don't think that would happen.
Jacob. Absolutely.
I'm not going to bring somebody. I don't know Jacob or DJ Lou.
List goes on and on.
You know both of those people.
I mean, not enough to say, hey, I don't even have their numbers.
Dan,
you could have asked me for Jacob's number. I have Jacob's
fucking
number.
Weird. You don't think that's weird?
James Mattern.
Yeah, James Mattern.
James couldn't go.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Gino Bisconti. I'm thinking of all your co-hosts on the show.
I don't also doesn't like to interrupt with black people.
No, that's where you bring a person who's into race war. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A Pantera concert.
All I'm saying is I think that you thought I was going to make a play to get in her pants.
Don't think you were making a play. I think you brought her and had definitely in your mind, we'll see what happens.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
If she tried to touch your leg or something during the show, if she did any of that, you'd have been like, pardon me, this is platonic.
No, so yeah, if she whispered
that guy, I sort of know.
So yes, if she whispered in my ear, can I please blow you in the bathroom right now, I would have said yes.
You are a piece of shit.
But I would have said that if Fagan did that to me.
She dates that guy you sort of know. You piece
of
shit. So do I. Damn, dude, you piece of shit.
All right, so we've established it. You feel better?
You were hoping to God she was going to suck your dick.
No.
Yes.
God damn it.
You were hoping to God.
And by the way, on a side note.
Yes.
I told, not that I think I have any sway in this at all, but I don't know if you felt this way at all.
Sway would have went with you.
Sway. That's why I know Sway forever.
Fucking Sway in the morning.
They should record.
Trunk would have went with you.
I'm sure he would have. Sure he was there.
Jose Mangan.
They should record a record together, those guys.
The girl that you used to, Melissa.
No fucking way.
Absolutely.
I'll bet you $1,000 right now she would not have come.
Jennifer Esposito.
$10,000.
Yeah, your good friend Jennifer Esposito.
Your great friend Jennifer Esposito, who I've seen once. the black guy with the eye patch from last week.
He would have come.
That guy would have come.
Maurice would have went with you.
No, he wouldn't. I asked him. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
AJ, you would have liked to see Pantera.
I don't want to hang out with AJ.
Why?
I barely like him. Dude, I tolerate him at best.
You're a rotten person.
I invited you.
You're a rotten
person. You never even invited me.
You were trying to get clout.
If you cared.
What?
You would have said to me, whenever you bought those tickets, hey, me, Lewis and Josh are all going. You should come to the show.
I bring you when I think it's something that you're going to get.
If you cared.
No. If you
cared about me.
Buddy, we went to the fucking 50 Years of Hip Hop thing, and we had a blast.
That was great. That was late.
It was so good. I know it was late, but I know that was something that was a very rare, unique thing. Not that Pantera wasn't, but if I asked you for Pantera, you weren't a definite yes. No.
I would have gone, and then I would have done the cool thing and got us all backstage presents.
Do you want to go to Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie at PNC? I'm going to take mushrooms and experience my next Rob Zombie religious experience.
When is it?
April something.
Oh, maybe it is. If it's April 11th, we can't do it.
No, we can't. We have to get drunk here with Shannon.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway, you're trying to fuck your friend's girl. It's fine.
Is it Shannon's other birthday on April 11th?
No, a TTI Power Hour exclusive episode.
Oh.
We're going to get drunk with Shannon.
You guys do those in the middle of the day?
No, we're doing it at 8 p.m.
She suggested doing that like a fucking lunatic.
Because I also don't like to be awake late. But we're doing it for Jay.
Yeah. You don't want to be awake too late, like 8 to 9 p.m.
No, I came in here at 4 in the afternoon. Her and Figs were fucking blitzed last week.
Oh, her and Figs were fucking. That's a much better story.
Shannon, you in early menopause?
No, I think when you were here at Chris, though, that was after a power hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, yeah, we
Shannon, serious
early.
Question to you. Ready?
Yeah.
What is considered late to you?
Like to go to sleep?
Like right now, they say, well, we're going to go out late. Like if I said, we're going to, that show's late.
How are you two not married?
like 10 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
How are you two not married? Sometimes I'm on the road sometimes, and I go out, like, smoke a cigarette at the end of the night, and it's like 11 or something on Thursday. And Ralph is like, I'll just click my, like, recent calls and just kind of scroll and be like, who I check in with real quick. And, like, I've never even, like when I see Ralph's name, it's a waste of even time. It's like, he's asleep.
He'll be like, what's wrong? Is the studio flooded? Is the mic not going into Ellen's ears? Should she not hear herself? All right, before we go any further, how do you describe Jay's ejaculate? Simple, fast, small batch.
Yeah. It's not fast. It's simple. And you know, it's not that simple, actually. It's not simple, nor is it fast.
It is a small batch.
But it is a small batch, despite all the celery I eat.
And the pineapple juice? Oh, celery's supposed to be the miracle for big batches, right?
Oh, yeah. Fat load.
All right, so what is the Simple Fast Bash we are referring to?
Well, these are cigars, not my load.
No, you're not going to get any of Jay's load in the cigar order.
It's pretty amazing. Again, small batch cigars. It's free shipping on every order. Almost every order arrives in 2 to 3 days in the continental U.S. They give you Bovita humidity packs included with every purchase, which is big if you have a humidor and you're that kind of a smoker. They're absolutely fantastic packaging, the most thorough in the industry, very heavy bubble wrapped and everything taped. It's not, these things are not going to get damaged at all on the way. And they have rare, limited, and very hard to find cigars. And you can get 5% reward points instantly. If you're a cigar smoker, and a bunch of you are, we want to just have something to look cool in front of people.
That'd be cool to just have like a little setup with some cool cigars.
I have two humidors and that people have given me, like nice, right. Like design with like a Skanks logo on it. And another company, Savoy, I think, gave me a humidor, and it's like they're beautiful, but like I gotta get like cigars to fill. When I have a house,
They're there.
Oh, I have them. Yeah,
it's just waiting for smallbatchcigar.com.
Waiting in 2 to 3 days. Since I do live in the continental U.S., I'm also gonna get 5% reward points instantly because going to smallbatchcigar.com, and also you can go click new to shop the newest arrivals.
Can I tell you how stupid I am, Jay?
Super stupid.
It took me way too long to figure out what Connus meant.
Oh, I've been there though.
Yeah,
that was done. If it makes sense, that was made sense to me. Not super long. Okay. 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I've never showed up before. Okay, I feel better. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And it was on an ad read.
And here. Did you read it as Connus?
I just avoided it altogether. And then someone else said it. I think Lewis may have said it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. But someone always told someone.
Right.
Don't worry. We're not stupid. We're just in the loop of learning.
Okay, fair enough.
Right now, if you go to smallbatchcigar.com and you use the code GAS10, you're going to get 10% off plus 5% reward points, as we said. One more time, discount code GAS10 at smallbatchcigar.com to get 10% off plus 5% reward points. All right, let's get back into the madness.
God damn it.
Can you hear yourself yet?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was right.
Shannon, you just bought yourself one more week of work.
All right, so let's go back to this. Your third book, right?
Yes, it is.
And it's all hot chick erotic photography.
It is.
Can I see?
How long have you been doing it?
I've been taking pictures of naked ladies since 2005.
And what was the catalyst, if I may ask, when you started to do it? Were you already a photographer?
Yes.
And swung into this world?
I started studying photography in 1994.
Wow.
And
that was still the exploding bulbs.
No, I used to like those.
No. The Old West.
And then 11 years later, I met my first porn star who wanted me to take naked pictures of her, and it just snowballed from there. And this book is only work from the past, like 4 years.
And do girls come to you? You go reach out to girls? How are you finding them? Because I need to know for myself.
Both. A lot of it is outtakes from Hustler, Barely Legal, and Taboo.
Oh, so you're shooting for all these big, for these magazines as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's the ones that they didn't use or whatever.
Yeah, some of them, when I first started shooting for Hustler 4 years ago, there might be some pictures in there because their embargo is about 2 years for print. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Did you do anything in the pee era?
I have done a lot of pissing. Oh. I'm doing some pissing photos tomorrow.
Oh. Can I ask?
I haven't found any pissing in here.
Can I ask?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, there's none in that book, sadly.
It was
an era.
It was a moment in time, pissing in Hustler.
It's still... No, and... Penthouse, it was a moment in time.
Yes.
I thought Penthouse just did an annual piss issue.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe, but for a while, every...
An annual piss issue?
There was a girl pissing outside pissing.
It was like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
But they're... Hustler's magazine, Taboo, which is their BDSM magazine, they pretty much want every model I shoot to pee.
To pee.
Mm.
Yeah. I shot transgender model peeing. That was the last time I shot for Taboo.
Yeah, but she had her fucking hand on a tree smoking a cigarette.
No, it was just funny because like when I shoot women with vulvas pissing, it's just sprays everywhere.
It was, hey, Hoss, but make sure you light my man pussy.
A transgender woman just held her dick right into a wine glass and just pissed right in it. And I was like, well, that makes that much easier.
Chief, don't get too deep into my asshole. Yo, Chief.
So, when you're working...
Wait, I was going to ask a question about the piss.
Yes.
Do they sweeten the color a little bit in post?
Not that I know of.
Do they drink certain things to make it more yellow?
Maybe, because I've seen some penthouse ones that, I mean... Seems it's an unnatural bright, yeah. color of piss.
You drink a lot of vitamin C, you can make it pretty
Ralph,
bright.
We all take vitamins and have vitamin P's. I don't think every penthouse... picture was a vitamin piss. The odds are against, but I think they probably sweeten the.
Maybe they did. For me, I have not done it. I have though, like shot two sets in a day, and if the girl pissed in the vessel for the first set, I leave the piss in there for the second, so it looks more
voluminous. Very economic, too. Yeah, it's nice.
It is good.
Let's think ahead.
Connie Perignon, when I shot her for a taboo, the second set, she had a green iced tea in between, and that just, like, she was like, I can't stop pissing. And
well,
I was like,
also, I think, well, as far as the color making a difference, in the era of squirting that we are in, also, I think it doesn't matter if it's clear, yellow, or anything. Yeah. As long as fluid's coming out, I think the guys are pretty satisfied. AJ, take it away.
A stupid question, by the way, because Playboy doesn't do print anymore, right?
I don't even know.
I don't think Penthouse does either. Right?
I think Penthouse still does.
Does print. Yeah. They do. Okay. Because I was wondering how many of the heavyweights are still left.
Hustler is pretty much.
Hustler. I'm on the fucking. Well, my name's on the cover, but I have a. They did like a four-page thing. It was awesome, that. Dude. Yeah.
I like having a.
Which issue? It was recently, right?
It was pissing.
It was around when my special came out.
Yeah, I remember
that. Early this year or early last year.
Because I did last 2023 six or seven covers.
Can you find the cover of the one that I'm put up? Type
I
in
wonder
Big
if
Jane
it's
Hustler.
My picture.
So while she's looking, are there certain tricks of the trade to get
green
your
tea.
Model to feel erotic? Because this is going to be something that's going to come up in the next minute or two, and I just want to know.
Well, for my professional models, I just show them photos of other poses, and they're professional models, so
they
know how to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
So which one of you guys is going to do this one?
My boudoir clients, though, who are more amateur models, I try to ask them to think of something that makes them happy.
Okay.
And if the happy thing is a place, a person, an object, a food, whatever, you can tell me it or not. I usually ask them to think about that, and that calms them down, because a lot of times they'll like clench their jaws or raise up their shoulders and look uncomfortable.
Can I ask a question about?
Yes.
This is not meant not to you at all, but as an insult even to the models. I find the boudoir photos tend to be more of a like older, larger wife that's doing it for the husband. And they look great. They really do. I've watched like on like Reddit and stuff even before, like just you know, lady in her sweatpants and her LSU sweatshirt, and then like, you know, like a pretty heavy set like lady, and then they just do this picture like, good angles, man. Yeah. Just fucking.
What's the question?
It's all lighting. It's all lighting.
I did a shoot once. I did a boudoir shoot for an ex-boyfriend.
Really?
Right.
And then when
a larger framed woman like
you?
Shannon.
How dare you?
Someone like Shannon who, BMI alone, morbidly obese. Yeah.
But when we broke up, I tried to get them back from him, and he refused to give them to me, the printed photos. But he said, like, you gave them to me and they're mine now, so he just has them forever.
That's pretty great.
Well, he can't do anything with
them. What is his name? And
can we get in touch with him? Is there any way to get in touch with him?
Yeah, but you don't see like pussy or anything, right?
No.
I have an unrelated question for him. Can you give me his number?
Like bottom boob.
Boo.
But no, it was nothing crazy.
No, I want to see your crazy nips.
So what the plan is,
You've seen them, Jay.
I
want to
see your fur.
You are going to take an erotic photo or two of me and Jay.
Yes.
Right? One after the other.
I'm
going to
show fur and my clit.
I don't have any fur.
I'm talking about my own self now.
And then what's going to happen?
I'm going to take my pants off, or you would see fur and a clit.
You're going to have some time to make sure you pick the best one this week. Right?
Yes.
You're going to send them to Shannon.
I'm going
to
retouch them.
You're going to send them to Shannon. Shannon is going to make two separate Grindr profiles.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to write the bio. So it's the same bio for both of us. There's no cheating.
Shannon's going to write the bio?
Shannon's going to write the bio.
Can I help?
Well, I mean, can...
It's only fair.
Is it exactly the same, like, as height and that kind of
stuff? No, not... height... We're not going to lie about height, but the bio of...
Ralph's way heavier.
It'll be the same.
Yeah, the bio, the descriptor is exactly the same. And Chris, you can work with her on
the bio. But make mine wieners bigger.
Yeah. And
everything the same except that.
It's going to live in the ether for 2 weeks, and then on the show live 2 weeks from now, we are going to swipe on Grindr right continuously, both of us, let's say 50 times, and see who gets more matches.
Well, shouldn't you just have Shannon do the swiping
and then
read the replies? Because you have the... Because obviously the matches is
I
one match.
I believe Shannon would have to engage a little bit to get any kind of like.
No, I think you just need to get a match.
I don't know if necessarily engage, but isn't there like a GPS thing to show that you're nearby?
Well, for we're gonna, I think Shannon
well, to be
have,
fair, if you turn it on here, it's
Shannon,
no problem.
Okay. Absolutely. Ellen's right. Shannon, you also, you have to may have, maybe engage, and you may have to suck a few guys off through a glory hole and say you're me.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, I know this was not in your contract.
You might have to give a couple of fingerless glove hand jobs.
Yeah, Shannon, if you can give a couple of fingerless glove to hand jobs, it would be great. They need to hear the clank of a wallet chain, or they're not going to believe it's me.
Yeah. I like it. I think, though, if Shannon makes both profiles on her phone, then the GPS will be the same, thereby meaning that one of us may not come in contact with more people.
Oh, then you're going to get a bunch of Staten Island guys.
That's fine.
Nice.
No. You have to do the swiping here because you have club coming right across the street.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, wherever Shannon goes, it'll be active.
I want one of those Staten Island orange gorillas.
And then we'll just see who gets more matches in 2 weeks. I think that's fair. That makes sense.
Can you put in our bios that we're super into gym tan laundry, GTL?
Yeah, Shannon, you can write however you want in the bio.
Does that mean I have to retouch you guys to look tan?
No.
Just... Oh, I found the this is your.
Oh wow, your picture is right in her cooch.
No, that's someone made that. Oh. They added that. That's the fashion.
Yeah. I had photos in that issue, but I did not do that cover.
Go back to the cover so you can see what it is. All right, Shannon, that's not a flattering
picture.
Oh, but
this is another picture from it. It's a great picture.
That's a great picture.
That's a fun one. Wore my slut shirt.
I see that. Thanks for pointing that out.
Go back to the cover.
Did it bother? By the way, go back one. Did it bother your two co-hosts that it said "and his legion of skanks"?
No.
Not "and the." It said "and his."
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I think everyone was just pretty happy about it. Also, I don't think any of them ever seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I actually had any photos in that issue. I'm looking at all the models, but Bambi Barton, I'm shooting tomorrow for Taboo.
She's gonna take a piss.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, 50 questions with Julia Ann.
Nice.
One for every year of her age.
That is funny. It talks Bush.
Wait, and Kylie Rockett. Don't we know Kylie Rockett? She did
the
show.
Yeah, she's on the show.
Yeah, I just said it says here. Cover beauty, cover beauty. She was on the show. Talk about
here, my.
That's the ones you did?
Yeah.
We have to do this, but there's a bunch of people in there. So, AJ, you got to clear out the lounge so we can take pictures.
I told them to clear out the couch area.
Yeah. Who wants to go first? We should rock, paper, scissors.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm not getting undressed, but I'm going to pose like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to just let Ellen guide me.
Yeah, I'm going to guide this. I've got some real fun ideas.
Okay.
Do you want to also guide him in his poses?
Can we just talk about how funny the lounge would be with you guys doing these poses?
Oh.
It's Derek Gaines, Dave Temple, and then Karen and Amanda Gale.
Would you guys mind... over black reacting to me and Ralph doing erotic photography.
Dave Temple, if I invited you on Thursday to go see Pantera, would you have gone with me?
Also me, Josh.
No, don't say, because we were in a separate area.
They didn't get to finish. He said yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely, he would have gone.
All right.
Yet another person who could have
went. That's not yet another. That's one.
Except you trying to fuck your
that's
lousy.
That's literally one.
Your lousy.
I did.
Karen.
I said he's in.
You probably would have gone to see Pantera.
No, don't.
I was like, come join. Christine's there. And
no, but we
Josh
weren't with them. We're in a separate
area. Could have been
area.
With us. They could have been with us. He chose to be alone with
that's
his friend's
not true.
Girlfriend. With his friend's girlfriend. He chose to be alone, waiting for her to make a move on him because he thought she was a dumb porn star.
You're painting it a wrong picture.
You took advantage
Go take
of a
your
young,
fucking erotic photos.
You took advantage of a young woman that day, Ralph, and I'm not going to forget it.
Go take your fucking erotic photos before I slap you on this table.
In the movie The Accused, the guys who cheered are the ones who went to jail. Remember that. Remember that.
Go take your fucking photos. All right, so now, wait, hold on. AJ, come here.
Don't bully me, Ralph.
No, I have mine. It's going to be a better resolution.
Fuck you, Shannon.
No, not yet. But you can put the sound on.
I didn't know that you got the NDI on your camera, too. That's fun.
So we're doing it through
What's
Zoom
NDI?
Now. There was an update through vMix, so Zoom is like a better connection now.
Wow, look at that. What did I know?
Mm-hmm.
Close this door. That's okay. It doesn't matter, I don't think.
It's going to...
All right, so let's see. We're going to get right now, for those of you that are audio listeners... Jay just went out into the lounge with Ellen Stagg, and AJ has a camera that will come up in a second. There it is. Can we hear them or we won't hear them? All right, so now that is the lounge at Gas Edge if you've never seen it. And I think that is Karen over there.
Yeah. I'm getting a little cup of coffee with Ozempic.
I thought that's funny. Okay. And now Jay's going to take his round of erotic photos. Faker, do you have any erotic picture ideas if you were going to do one?
I don't know. I think you got to go full spread eagle. Show the butt.
I think you got to go full. That, my plan was looking back with the butt out.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, one of these, like this one?
Like that. Exactly like that. Yeah.
Back cover of Ellen's book.
Oh, look, he's getting squatted. He's
I'm going to make him full screen for now.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, that he's using the props.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, if you go full on and suck off a White Claw can out there, Ralph, yeah. I think you win. I would trust you. Well, you can't fit that entire White Claw can in your mouth?
No, barely.
I don't like how this looks.
What'd you say?
I don't like how this looks.
Yeah, I think my camera's better quality.
No. This is better quality. I'm just saying the overlay is weird because the iPhone has like a more narrow.
Okay, no, it's okay. That's pretty good.
I like that one.
I like that one.
But it looks like he's riding a bomb in Dr. Strangelove.
Okay. I think he's going to... How about this? You ready, guys? To the two of you.
Oh, this is pretty good.
Who do you think is going to win? Do you think Jay's going to win? Keep in mind, if he got to write his bio, I think he'd win because he's funnier.
I think that Jay is like more of a type.
Yeah,
so I feel like guys may like go for Jay's type.
Yeah, he's definitely got more of a yay or nay appeal.
Just walk right out there and pop your shirt off, Ralph.
Oh, I wish. Imagine if I was in great shape right now. I was hiding it.
What are you doing all that running for?
There we go.
Let's go.
Can you post something like that on Grindr? I'm sure you can, right? Yeah. There's no.
You can literally just post your asshole.
Yeah, you respond to really
quick
to
that. Definitely guys in like tidy whiteys on Grindr.
Have you never talked to a gay man? You
never.
Fucking bigot.
Yuck.
Look, he's showing skin, Ralph. I don't
want to be
it's a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit. Stop making me look gay in front of Dave Temple.
I think that's enough picks, right? Jay's really into the squatting. I mean, Jay can squat.
Good angle for that picture. Flexibility
and mobility. Jay's a pretty good squatter. Yeah. I don't think I could get down that low. Chris Farley, like fat guy stuff. This way.
Yeah. That way.
On my hands and knees. Dude, do the Costanza. Do the Costanza.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty good. They can hear us out there, right? Yeah. Okay. All right, that's good. Jay looks like a happy little child. I also see, I really do feel Jay just has a more likable face than I do. I have a smackable face.
So some guys might be into that, right?
Maybe.
I'm gonna take it away.
Okay.
Put in the bio, Shannon. You could slap me in the face.
Got it. I feel like we may use AI for this.
Yeah, I don't want to have any input in the, or do either of us have any input on what's written down. I don't want to know. All right, so now we're gonna swap out. All right, wait for him to come back in, and then we'll swap out. Did he leave?
No, he's coming in. He's coming in.
Can I bring my jacket?
He gives me
a lot, Ralph. My jacket just killed it.
I think he did great.
He did a great job.
My jacket gives me options.
You give a lot of options, I think. Well, how do you feel about that, Jay?
I fucking just started focusing on the camera and being me.
Okay.
I felt good about it.
Yeah.
Shannon, talk to me. Did I kill it? My hair's all fucked up because of the rain.
No, you did. That was great. It's going to be hard to beat.
Ralph looks pretty scared to do this.
Take it off, you slut. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Take it off, you stupid slut.
I think we should go right into it.
Oh, Ralph, that doesn't look real.
Yeah.
Ralph, you look like when young Frankenstein sang Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz.
I mean, to be fair, this is very Ralph-like.
Oh,
this and you're getting some bulge with those pants.
Ralph, these are pictures you send to fucking confused foreign girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, show them your runner's bulge.
Yeah, is he wearing Spanx on his cock?
I love that Derek Gaines and Dave Temple have to watch this.
Derek left. He won't be a part of this. Ralph, put both your ankles behind your head.
Now we're cooking with grease.
Lick yourself like a cat, Ralph.
Oh, you suck at this, dude. You haven't even spread your fake pussy yet. Show them the goods, you piece of shit. Ralph, pull your dick out for when they blur until you get a subscription.
He looks like a Make-A-Wish kid joining DX.
Oh, no, I can't. Please.
Ralph, for the love of God, dude. These are just casual pictures. What are you doing? A thing for a Cigar Aficionado magazine, you fucking dildo? Oh, it's just me. I'm sitting in my thing. There you go, Ralph. Get one hand from behind. Spread your pussy from behind. No, the other hand from behind your butt.
Yeah. He's right. He's right, Ralph.
She knows what I'm talking about. Direct him.
Yeah. Help him out, Ellen.
Behind his ass, spreading his pussy.
Yeah.
Why don't you crawl away from
him? Okay, that's good.
I believe it's called the bussy now.
I don't like that you're doing. I feel like you fell and need help.
All right, I give it up.
No, Ralph, open your pussy from behind.
Pussy from behind. What is that?
Sit on the couch. I'm going to direct you. Lift one leg up high. High.
High.
Like that?
Now take that one that's holding your leg up and spread your pussy from behind.
Yeah, reach through.
Yeah!
There you go, Ralphie. You did it.
Yeah!
Old school magazine chat.
Oh. Ellen Stagg, you let me know when you need me to help again, because I'll tell you what. I owned this thing.
All right.
Oh, dude, if you just started dressing like the dude from Beetlejuice and just became her gay assistant.
I'm going to start wearing indoor scarves around my neck.
All right, before we go any further, I just have a question for you.
Is it, why wasn't I involved in this gay photo shoot?
No, I thought you were going to say, why weren't you invited to Pantera?
Also, I was available to go to Pantera. You never called.
I would have brought you in a heartbeat.
You're too busy trying to dirty up that sweet girl who was dating your friend.
If you are living in a state where Delta 8 is legal.
What did you do to her?
And you don't want to see Pantera.
Wait, why did you tell everybody that you went home right afterwards? Seems like you're creating an alibi.
Seems like I really wanted to make sure that point was driven home.
If everybody wants to know, I'm Ralph, and I went home right after the show. I certainly didn't try to fuck that young ingenue that I brought to the show.
If you want to get high...
I use the term ingenue.
That's a good word.
It's a great word.
It's not a word
that... You know what, Ralph? Now I'm in a good mood again. Fuck all the children you want.
Thank you. Thanks for the... By the way, if you say it's good, that clears it all up.
It's all good, dude. The world's just got to catch up to your ideas.
There you go. You know, age is just a number. That's what I've been telling people.
Forever. Oh, vapes and gummies. It lures them right in.
Yeah, they love the vapes and gummies.
You love candy and vapes, little girl.
It's basically all candy-flavored vapes.
Would you like to go see Pantera through my wacky hookups where I have to keep you separated from my friends because they're going to warn you about my nefarious intentions?
Meanwhile, I didn't see once where any one of you got into the pit.
Lewis got into the
pit. No, I didn't see it. He did? Oh, I didn't.
A little bit.
A little bit.
And the Delta Vampire steers clear of the pit.
I kept an eye to see.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see any pit guys.
Leave. Delta Vampire has a lower lumbar back pillow for his car now. So, shit is different. But I'll tell you what gets the old Delta Vapor through his sciatica.
Vapes and gummies.
Vapes and gummies from Delta 8.
Yeah. Go to yodel.com, use the promo code GAS.
Oh, Ralph, you finished my sentences again.
Get 25% off.
Now we're finishing each other's...
Gas?
Penises.
Oh, damn. All right. Yodel.com, home of Delta 8. Get you super high. Let's get back into it.
Hot up there.
Yes. Yes.
Now it is.
It was very hot.
Thank you, Jay, for the little extra direction.
Absolutely. I'm a director now. You probably didn't notice by my scarf. But now I direct.
I like it. Your
Thank
direction
you.
Was great.
Ellen, we should collab again sometime.
Exactly.
Me and you should so collab on another shoot.
I really like the scarf look.
Oh, because I do a scarf inside now I'm an artiste?
I think you should come to one of my pissing shoots.
Oh.
Can we all go?
Not the first time we've heard that statement.
No, you guys will be children about it. I'm a person who's pretty particular about my piss.
What is the outsider policy?
Come on, we'll knock back a couple
shoot.
Campaigns.
What do you mean?
Like, can you just say, hey, my friends are coming by for the piss shoot?
Yeah, I would ask the model first. Uh-huh. I'd be like, hey, how do you feel about...
Can you give me one of those
Jay
funny titles,
joining?
Though, when they say, though, when you go... This is my friend Jay. He's a piss queen. It's going to come in like I'm wearing like a rattle or something.
Just like a big baby.
Yeah. This is Jay, my piss queen. You can use him if you want. You don't have to.
You're just wearing a beer helmet, but it's got dildos in it.
I'm just eating a weird snack like fucking cracker combos. No one even likes those ones.
Tuna fish in a can.
I don't think we need to go much longer.
Ralph,
you're
I'm a
tired.
Director now.
I know you look good.
I'm so tired.
So let's do this. Shannon, you're going to set up the Grindr pages.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be up for two. You're going to send pictures the next day or so. Yeah. Right?
Well, dude. By Friday.
Yes.
Because I have a shoot all day.
You are such a dirty slut out there.
Thank you.
You were such a dirty slut. It was great.
You both were.
I was. Oh. No. I was a total pig whore. Without a doubt, dude.
I still feel like, because you have more of a look.
Dude.
You're going to do better. You got the tattoos.
Shannon, make sure you spell otter with two T's when you put it in my
thing. Let's do this. Go around.
And put pig whore in there, too.
Also, if you could slide in pig. Let me be your nasty pig whore. Cum dumpsters. I'm okay with all these things. Really make me into some pretty dark shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it and make sure you guys approve the bios before I post it.
Well, it's got to be the same exact bio.
Shannon, give me a skeleton of the bio and I'll zhuzh it up.
I'll give you some bullet points.
It'd be even funnier if somebody sees your Grindr profile and they're like questioning, like,
it
wait.
100% will
happen. Oh, didn't you have like a whole thing with the Craigslist thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was like.
But I was not known at all then, because I know that because she put all of my credits in the ad.
Do you think it's possible within these 2 weeks that either you or I will get a DM from a friend or someone saying, hey, I saw you on Grindr?
Maybe for me. But say 10% chance you're going to go on a date with a guy.
But it depends. Do we get extra Pantera tickets?
And yes. Then
all right, Ellen, do all your plugs, please.
You could go to stagstreet.com to get my book signed, or shop Ellen Stag, and my Instagram and my Twitter, if you call it that anymore, is just Ellen Stag.
Ellen Stag, two G's.
Two G's.
Chris?
Have you had to film poop?
I have never filmed poop, no.
Is it a no-go?
I don't know the market except for Scat Book, which is like the OnlyFans for shit.
My friend Ralph's looking for a photographer.
Yeah. Oh. I have some ideas that I want to workshop.
He wants to see if he can shit without work breaking the log, the letter R.
Yeah, I think I can.
I said, lowercase or capital? He says capital. I say it's impossible.
The last Hey Poopy episode we did was with Lucy Sunflower, and she's on Scat Book. So she told us about all the filming she does of her shitting.
Ew.
She makes good money on it with
it. I'd imagine. It's pretty niche.
She's a very enthusiastic
Most of it's for Lever 2000 soap. Got to get that turd out from your fingernails.
It comes full circle from the last time I was here.
There you go. Chris, your plug.
Check out High Society Radio here on the Gas Digital Network and Catalyst Wrestling. I'll do commentary on there. And is this live?
This is live right now.
All right. If you're listening live, I'm with Rob Bernstein in Omaha and Kansas City this weekend. Go to his website, robbythefire.com. Find those dates.
Jay.
Noise. If you're listening live, everybody, tomorrow through Saturday, Nashville Zanies, Nashville, Tennessee. John Carden going to be there with me. Young Dylan's coming out there, too, do some filming for me.
Can you talk him out of the leather jacket?
No. I just let him.
Let him be who he is?
I just let him live out loud, dude.
Yeah.
And then I just do this behind him a lot. No, I love Dylan. And next weekend after that, I'll be in Kansas City Improv for two nights only. I've got West Nyack coming up. Me and Robert Kelly, March 21st, doing the Paramount Theater in Huntington, New York. That same weekend, I'll also be at West Nyack at Levity Live. So all over the place, man. Look for a city near you. Big announcement coming up for the summer I'm pretty excited for. And then those specials are in post-production now, so we're figuring out those.
All right.
So listen to The Bonfire. Listen to Legion of Skanks. Watch Dog Belly.
Shannon?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And if you're a subscriber to Gas Digital, we have exclusive content once a month. It actually releases the third Monday of every month. We have a power hour with TTI. It's me, Figs, and a comedian or multiple comedians, and we do a power hour. And Ralph and Jay have committed to doing one in April. So, And there is one up right now with Luis J. Gomez, and it gets
Shannon,
disgusting.
You do know that my commitments are light.
Yes.
Yeah, I also do want to make sure that you put it in your calendar before you leave, because when you said yes, you just closed your phone immediately.
That's what I always do.
So I just want to make sure.
And then I get a phone call from all you garbage saying, like, you're still on today, right? In an hour? I go, yep. Yep. Jumping in the shower as we speak.
Should I text Christine maybe?
Yeah, that's what I would do. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast, Good Sugar Podcast. The Good Sugar Store is on 3rd and 69th Street, and we are all about right now. Very funny. A bunch of us are going to run the Spartan race. You're all welcome to come. It's a $200 admission, but if you come with me, it is free. It's in June at Citi Field.
Well, what am I? One of your friends' girlfriends?
Louis is doing it. I think a lot of guests are doing it. Shannon's doing it. Yeah. Chris, you going to do it?
I said I would probably do it.
You'll do it. We're going to run. It's only a 5K.
I don't.
Now, when you say care. Good sugar, that means no fentanyl.
No fentanyl.
Oh,
not anymore.
It's the good stuff.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if you
that's
saw the video.
Sugar right there.
We put like stupid, Mark is always good at this. He put like stupid catchphrases, like little dumb things on the bottles. And one of them was just a dumb joke that he wrote. It said, if you're reading this, I am a graphic artist being held against my will.
Oh,
that's a fortune cookie joke from the 50s. My uncle told me that.
But the cops came to Good Sugar because they thought literally someone was being held against their will and asked if they could search the premises.
My Uncle Joe would say that every time he opened a fortune cookie for his entire life.
That's funny. Yeah, I got the one that was Christopher Walken's full speech from True Romance.
I have the reel. Do you want
to? Yeah, play the reel for a second. Anyway, give Good Sugar a little plug. Okay,
so your great-great-grandfather.
I took it from Marcus's
Okay,
page.
That's fine.
Wasn't it Dennis Hopper?
Happened to me yesterday. The New York Police Department,
the guy who beat you up?
Precinct, came down here to investigate whether or not we had a captive in a basement somewhere doing graphic design for us, which came off of a warning label on our glass jars that we use throughout the system. We have 300 different warning labels. If you peel them off, they all have different messages, horoscopes, silly sayings, and quotes. One of them, which is totally ridiculous, which you can see on your screen right now, starts off teaching a breathing exercise, but then it's a plea for someone who's being held captive against their will and being forced to do graphic design. Please reach out to my mom and tell her I'm down here. Now, if you call the 917 number on there, you'll see it goes to a ridiculous voicemail that says,
"You have reached my burner phone. If you have reached this voicemail, it means I'm either committing a crime, I am in a holding cell, or I am pressing watermelon juice for consumption in a health food store. Thank you."
Who would have thought this was real? Who could have possibly called the police on me? It must have been one of my competition.
Ralph,
I wish
SWAT teams would have rappelled through your fucking windows.
Has
and
Marcus
in there.
Ever told you about the photo I did with Marcus like 20 years ago?
No, I don't
ago?
Think we know
that
we
were out.
Yeah. Huh?
Was he peeing?
No, it was me in
a
bathtub.
Only time did a scat thing?
No, it was me in a bathtub full of hot dogs naked.
Oh,
and
really?
It was a skydiving ad for
skydiving.
Oh, he
got to see you naked?
Oh, because you hit a skydiving.
This guy sucks.
Yeah. Jesus. But go to Good Sugar, 3rd Avenue, 69th Street. It's doing extremely well. And just go down and eat something food. No single-use plastics there, and all good quality food. On Saturday show.
Any hot dogs we can cover
out
in?
Yeah, they're vegan. Dom Herrera, that was on this Saturday. Yeah, Dom Herrera's on the show this Saturday. And let's do a song of the week. Why don't we do Pantera? What do you want to do?
Okay.
Well, what song?
Oh, what song? I would do By Demons Be Driven. They teased it twice, but they didn't play it.
I like that they did the heavy part of Hollow, but I do love the opening of Hollow. But it was nice to hear at least some of it.
But it was pretty cool. They did they would do the By Demons Be Driven, like they teased it like twice. Right. They closed two songs.
That montage of the brothers was fucking hard to watch. It really was. It's just sad. It sucks. Anyway, we'll see everyone next time on the SCR show. We'll be right back.
Listening to the SDR Show.